here in the United States, Hurricane Frances is poised to strike the coast of Florida. Forecasters predict the most powerful part of the storm to arrive later today. NPR's John Hamilton is at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. John, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And what's the latest on the course and size of the storm?
Well, the storm is still sort of hovering off the coast, at least the most powerful part of it is, and it's been frustrating for people here because it's moving extremely slowly. The last update I heard was about 6 miles an hour. And so there's a sort of state of readiness, but also one of fatigue because people have been waiting so long for the storm to arrive.
The storm's been downgraded, right? I mean, do we even call it a hurricane anymore?
Yes, it is still. It's a Category 2 hurricane. It was, a couple of days ago, a Category 4 hurricane, which meant winds in excess of 140 miles an hour. The winds now, the last I heard, were more like 105 miles an hour. So that means that the wind is likely to be less of a factor, but it is an enormous storm, hundreds of miles across, much, much bigger than Hurricane Charley, which hit a couple of weeks ago. So there are different problems that come with that kind of storm.
So, and as you say, the winds are less than maybe was expected, but we're still not talking about just a breezy day in the country, are we?
Not at all. 100-mile-an-hour winds are big enough to pull the roofs off of buildings and to have projectiles in the air. It's very dangerous to be outside in any winds like that. Mm-hmm. And the other thing about this storm is that because it's so big and because it's slow-moving, it could actually do more damage than a fast-moving storm with higher winds. And the reason for that is that you have a couple of phenomena that have. One is that buildings have to withstand high winds, maybe not as high as they would have been, but high winds for many, many hours. They're talking about maybe 2 or 3 days for this storm to pass over some areas of Florida. And the other thing is that the longer it takes a storm to go over an area, the more time it has to dump rain, and that could mean huge amounts of rainfall in certain parts of the state. They're talking some places could get 15 or 20 inches.
What kind of preparations are you seeing there in Miami?
Well, as I drove over here from the hotel this morning, just about every building I passed, every business had plywood over the windows. There are very, very few cars out. The radio reports are telling people to stay inside, don't go out. The assumption is that people's preparations should be have been completed by now. And the wind is starting to blow fairly hard down here. There have been occasional rain showers. And, of course, we're perhaps 80 miles from the place where the storm will be strongest. That's about 80 miles up north of here, more closer to Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm. In these days of satellites and tracking every inch of the storm, can you really say with certitude what happens next?
Well, it depends on the storm. This one is kind of tricky because it has become, as I say here, very disorganized. Instead of having a neat little eye with the winds circling around it in a very easily discernible fashion, it has sort of come apart. And that means that you have bands of very intense weather that can hit certain places, but it's less predictable because it doesn't have as focused a center as a classic storm.
NPR's John Hamilton at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.